来读几段圣经。第一段是在彼得前书，彼得前书五章八到九节。
Let's read some scriptures. The first one is in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 to 9.
五章八到九节。
Chapter 5, verse 8 to 9.
好，我们一起来读。勿要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他，因为知道你们在世上的众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。好，我们下一段圣经我们一起来读列王记下十八章，我们先读第一节到第七节。
Next scripture, we want to read Second Kings, chapter 18, verse 1 to 7.
好，我们一起来读。以色列王以拉的儿子何西亚第三年，犹大王海哈斯的儿子西西加登基。他登基的时候年二十五岁，在耶路撒冷作王二十九年。他母亲名叫亚比，是撒加利亚的女儿。西西加行耶和华眼中看为正的事，效法他主大卫一切所行的。他废去丘坛，毁坏柱像，砍下木偶，打碎摩西所造的铜蛇，因为到那时以色列人仍向铜蛇烧香，西西家叫铜蛇为铜块。然后我们再来读第十节的后半部分到十二节。
Then the second part of verse 10 to 12. Verse 12.
西西家第六年，以色列王何西亚第九年，撒玛利亚被攻取了。亚述王将以色列人掳到亚述，将他们安置在哈纳与歌散的哈伯河边，并马代人的城邑。都因他们不听从耶和华他们神的话，违背他的约，就是耶和华仆人摩西吩咐他们所当守的。好，我们圣经先读到这里，我们一起再有一点祷告。
That concludes the scriptures, and let's have a further word of prayer.
好，主，我们感谢你，在这个末世，你召你的儿女们来为你做荣耀的见证。
Lord, we thank you in this end age. You're calling your children to be the testimony, to be your glorious testimony.
我们虽然软弱，但你却是我们心中的力量。
Even though they are weak, but you are our strength.
求主的圣灵常常的来光照我们，叫我们看见你在我们身上的圣召有何等大的指望。
May your Holy Spirit to enlighten us constantly and to see that how a great hope we have in this call from upward.
叫我们能够刚强壮胆，为主在这个末世做荣耀的见证。
That we can strengthen and lift and rise up to be the testimony in this end age for you.
做你明光的儿女。
And to be this children of God in light.
我们感谢你，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
在这个弯曲背扭黑暗的末世，属神的儿女举目观看。
Yeah, in this crooked and dark end age, when the children of God lift up our eyes and look around,
我们常常感到看到的都是黑暗遮盖大地。幽暗遮盖万民。
What we usually see is always the darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples.
但是我们却常常看不到耶和华的荣光。
It seems that the glory of God cannot be seen.
我们看一看我们周围的环境，看看我们自己的情形，再看看我们儿女的情形。
When we look at the environment around us, our own conditions and the environment where our children are facing.
我们想到他们将要面对的一个更加黑暗、更加邪恶的世代。
When we think about this darker age that they are going to face in the future.
我们有时候心里面 会有一些担心忧虑。
And we are always worried.
然后当我们在一些难处的时候，我们甚至心里面会恐惧战惊。
In some difficulties and some trials, we are sometimes we will have fears and tremblings.
我们就好像在彼得前书里面说的，我们面对了吼叫的狮子。
It seems like in the First Peter, we are facing this roaring lion.
我们觉得我们要被仇敌吞吃了，我们的出路在哪里？
We feel that we will be captured by the enemy. Where is our way out?
神应许说，他是在旷野里面开道路，在沙漠里面开江河。
The Lord promised us that He will even open a make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert.
我们常常以为我们的环境是旷野，我们看不到出路在哪里。
We always think that the environment around us is the wilderness. We can't see the way out.
因为这个环境让我们迷茫，好像是旷野。
Because this environment, the circumstance around us, it is like the wilderness. We cannot see the way out.
我们觉得我们所有的像是沙漠，没有缺乏，没有供应。
We think that is like the desert. There is no supply.
我们尽都是缺乏。
All of us is integrity.
那个属灵的活水的泉源在哪里呢？
Where is the supply of the living water of the Spirit?
可是我们仔细的看我们自己里面，仔细的想一想。
But when we look at within us, inside, and think about it,
我们会发现这个旷野和沙漠其实是我们自己。
You will find that the wilderness and the desert is actually ourselves, the person.
哦，多少的时候，我们人生的道路，我们找不到了方向。
Oftentimes, we cannot find the directions of our own life.
我们在那里忙忙碌碌的，不知道为了什么，不知道要到哪里去。
We don't know what we are busy for. Where are we going?
哦，我们成了旷野了。
We have become this wilderness.
我们的心里面，我们属灵的光景，我们与活水的泉源断绝了。
We have been disconnected with the supply of the living water.
我们离开了活水的泉源。
We have departed from the living water.
我们的生命好像枯干了，里面成了荒漠。
The life within us has been dried up. It's been like a desert inside.
但是感谢主，我们的眼目是有限的，我们常常看到的只是我们眼前的一小段路。
But thank the Lord, our eyes are limited. What we can see is just the temporary things in front of us.
但是我们的神看到的是他永恒的旨意。
But God, what God can see is His eternal purpose.
我们什么时候把我们的眼目来转向，来定睛在我们主的身上，他就开我们心中的眼睛，指引我们前面的路。
So whenever we turn our eyes upon Him, He will open our inner ears and lead us, guide us for the way that we should go.
我们的信心可能会软弱，但是我们的神是叫死人复活的神，是有无穷生命大能的神。
So there will be weakness in our faith, but our God is the one who called the dead, raised the dead to be alive, and then He has this endless life in Him.
我们的心什么时候回转来转向他，他就要把我们里面的荒漠变为泉源之地。
Whenever our heart turn around and turn to Him, He will turn the desert in us into the spring.
他要叫我们里面成为活水的泉源，能够有丰收五谷的生命之福。
He will let us to be the source of the living water and let us to have this harvest of grain and wine.
今天我们所读的这一段的历史，以色列的历史，列王记下这里所讲到的以色列的历史，是以色列历史上最黑暗的时期之一。
So the scriptures we just read in the Second Kings is one of the darkest periods of Israel's history.
我们都知道，当所罗门王过去以后，以色列国分裂成了北国以色列和南国犹大。
We all know that after King Solomon, the kingdom of Israel was divided into two: the southern kingdom Israel and the southern kingdom Judah and the northern kingdom Israel.
北国以色列不断的堕落。
So the northern kingdom Israel kept falling and falling.
到了南国犹大和西西家做王的时候，他们就被 亚述帝国所灭，就此亡国。
So when King Hezekiah reigned in the southern kingdom Judah, the northern kingdom was conquered and destroyed by Assyrian Empire.
但是南国犹大的光景呢？
But what was the condition in the southern kingdom Judah?
在西西家王作王的那个时期，也是极其的衰弱。
When Hezekiah was the king, their condition was very weak.
甚至儿女的光景就好像是旷野啊，他们看不到自己的出路在哪里。
The condition of God's children was like a desert, was like a wilderness. They couldn't see the way out.
它里面的属灵的光景就像是沙漠，已经荒芜了。
The spiritual condition was extremely desolate, like a desert.
哦，从外面来看，神家的建制的灯，眼看就要熄灭了。
From the outside, people can see that the lamp of the God, of the house of God is about to quench.
但是就在这样一个好像在外面完全看不到任何的希望一个黑暗的时代里，神兴起了西西家。
It was just in that dark and hopeless age, the darkest age of Israel, God raised up Hezekiah to be the king.
神家至暗的时刻，西家奋起，成为神家的勇士。他带领以色列全家，恢复了神的见证。
In our darkest time, God raised up Hezekiah to lead Israel to be the testimony of God in that age, and then lead the testimony, lead all the Israelites to make the testimony for God.
我们今天来读这一段的历史，我们要想一想，在我们今天这个更加黑暗、更加邪恶的时代，我们怎么能够像西西家一样，我们能够恢复神家的见证
？So when we take a look at this history again today, we need to think about how we can be the testimony for God in this age.
我们要来思想怎么样预备征战。能够在这个末了的时代为神做荣耀的见证。
We need to think about how we can prepare for the battles and to be the glorious testimony for God in this age.
那我今天教导的重点是预备征战。
So the key point for my sharing today is to prepare for the battles.
那在西西家在南国犹大作王的那个时代，是一个时代转换的一个充满了混乱、充满了凶暴的时代。
So the time when Hezekiah was the king in Israel, in Judah, that was a period of drastic changes, full of violence, full of chaos.
在以色列南北国外部的环境极其的恶劣。
So outside of the northern and southern kingdoms, the environment it was very dangerous.
仇敌 的威胁越来越紧迫了。
And the threats from the enemy was more and more pressing.
在公元前八世纪，在以色列的北方两河流域，崛起了一个非常强大的帝国，叫亚述帝国。
So in the 8th century before Christ, there was a in the Mesopotamia north of Israel, there was a kingdom very powerful but cunning and vicious.That was Assyrian Empire.
对，他们取代了亚兰人，成为一个更加强大、更加邪恶、更加狡猾的敌人。
So they quickly emerged and quickly replaced Assyrians to be the biggest threat of Israel.
那我们刚才读到的经文，我们就知道，西西家作王第六年，就北国以色列就被亚述帝国所灭，然后北国以色列的以色列人就被迁到了就被掳掠到了亚述帝国的北方为奴。
So we read about that in the scripture in the 60th year of Hezekiah's reign, the northern kingdom Israel was conquered by Assyria, and then all the people was taken captive to northern Assyria as slaves.
这是以色列南北国外部的环境，那内部的环境呢？
That was the outer environment circumstance of the Israel, the kingdom of Israel. But how about the inside?
内部的环境就更加的让人绝望。
The inner and situation was more desperate.
西家的父亲亚哈斯王是一个完整悖逆，行了许多的不讨神喜悦的，耶和华眼中看为恶的事的王。
So, King Ahaz, Hezekiah's father, was a stubborn and rebellious king. He did many things that was evil in God's eyes.
他离弃了耶和华神，他去拜偶像，他侍奉亚兰人亚述王的偶像。
He forsook the Lord and worshipped idols of the Syrians and Assyrians.
神借着亚兰人亚述人去管教他，他不但不悔改，反倒在极难中更加的加倍的得罪神。
So God disciplined him through the hands of Syrians and Assyrians. But not only did he not repent during the crisis, but also he also even sinned more against God.
他甚至把外邦人的偶像放到了耶和华的圣殿之中，把圣殿毁坏了，污秽了。
He even put the idols from the Assyrians and Syrians into the temple of God. He destroyed the temple of God.
所以整个南国都陷在那个属灵光景极其的软弱、极其荒凉的这个黑暗的光景的里面。
So the whole southern kingdom of southern kingdom Judah was in a condition of very dark and weak.
当北国还没有被掳掠、被覆灭之前。南北国之间充满了兄弟相残的悲剧。
Yeah, so before the division of before the end of the southern northern and north southern kingdom, the tragedy of fratricide continues to unfold in the northern and southern kingdoms of Israel.
他们对自己的兄弟充满了的凶狠、残忍。像西家的父亲亚哈斯王做王的时候
，So they were full of violence and brutality towards their brothers. When King Ahaz, Hezekiah's father, reigned.
北国有一次入侵南国，在一天之内就杀了120,000的南国的犹大人。
Once in a battle against the southern kingdom, the southern kingdom invaded the northern kingdom invaded the southern kingdom, and then the northern kingdom killed 120,000 warriors from the southern kingdom.
一天之内，120,000自己的兄弟啊。
In one day, 120,000 warriors, their own brothers.
这是多么的残忍。
How cruel and brutal that is.
但是。在对待外敌、对待仇敌亚兰人、亚述人，他们却极其的懦弱。
But when they are facing their enemies, the Syrians and Assyrians, they were so weak.
他们任凭仇敌掳掠、羞辱。
They just allow the enemies to humiliate and plunder them.
就是在这样一个至暗的时刻，西西家王被推到了犹大南国的王位上。
So.It was in that dark time, King Hezekiah was pushed to the position of as a king.
不要羡慕他所得到的这个王位，没有人羡慕。
I don't think anybody envies or desires that position.
看看北国最后的那几个王的下场，没有人羡慕他在王位之上。
Look at all the results of all those kings of the northern kingdom. Nobody desires that position.
在历代志下28章第七节，历代志下28章第七节那里。
So in the Second Chronicles chapter 28 verse 7。
那里记载了西家的兄弟在北国的一次入侵中被杀。
That records a Hezekiah's brother was killed during an invasion of the northern kingdom。
我们不知道是否是因着这一个悲剧，西家才。在成为那个王位的继承人。
We don't know if it was because of that tragic event Hezekiah was able to inherit the kingship.
但是我们可以肯定的是，西西家看到这样子的悲剧，真真切切的发生在自己的身边，他有很深刻的思考。
So what we can be certain is Hezekiah saw everything, all those cruel and sad things happened around him. He would have this deep thinking about it.
他知道当他坐在那个王位上的时候，他所要面对的是何等的艰难。
And he also knew what great difficulties that he will be facing when he takes the position as a king.
当他看到比他还要强大的以色列北国是怎样一步一步的被亚述帝国攻取灭亡，我想他要面对一个抉择。
So when he saw the northern kingdom Israel, which was more powerful than them back then, was destroyed and conquered by the Assyrian Empire step by step, I think he would have a choice to make.
他要选择是继续像他的父亲亚哈斯王一样去侍奉亚述王呢，还是他要带领百姓来回转归向神。
So he had to choose either to like his father, King Ahaz, to continue serving the king of Syria, or he will lead his people to depart from the idols and turn back to our Lord.
感谢主，施加虽然只是一个25岁的年轻人，但是他有非常清楚的属灵的看见。
So we thank the Lord, even though he is just a 25-year-old young man, but he had this clear vision.
他虽然年轻，但是他里面却有一颗成熟的侍奉神的心。
Even though he was young, but he had this mature heart to serve the Lord.
他从登基的第一天起，他就立志要侍奉耶和华神。
So from day one, he became the king. He was determined to serve the Lord.
而且他清楚的知道，他要侍奉耶和华神，他就必须要离弃偶像，他要离弃亚述王。
And he knew it clearly that if he wants to serve the Lord, he has to depart from all the idols, depart from the king Assyria.
在列王记第列王记下第十八章第七节，我们刚才读到的十八章第七节。
In the Second Kings chapter 18, verse 7.
哎，说到西家王，他不肯侍奉亚述王。
It says Hezekiah did not serve king Assyria.
不肯侍奉亚述王。
He was not willing to serve King Assyria.
这样一句简单的一句话，但是却有不简单的信心。
Such a simple sentence, but shows the unsimple faith of Hezekiah.
一个25岁的年轻人，他要立志带领以色列的全家来侍奉耶和华神。
A 25-year-old young man was so determined to lead the house of Israel to serve the Lord.
他要甘愿为此付上代价。
And he was willing to pay the price.
因为他要面对的是强大而凶暴的这个亚述帝国。
Because what he was about to face is a powerful and cruel Assyrian empire.
所以今天这也是我们所要面对的。
And this is exactly what we are going to face.
我们常常面对的就是这样子属灵的征战。我们要选择是侍奉耶和华神，跟从主，还是侍奉世界，跟从世界的潮流。
So likewise, what we always encounter and about to face is the spiritual battles, either to serve the Lord or we serve the world to follow this world.
我们问我们每一个人，我们是愿意侍奉世界，还是愿意侍奉耶和华神？
If you ask each one of us, are you willing to serve the Lord, or you want to serve serve our Lord?
那我们一定是回答，我们要侍奉耶和华神。
Our answers will be, oh, we want to serve the Lord.
可是，在我们实际的生活的里面，我们活出来的是什么样的情形呢？
But in our reality, real life, what is the real condition? What we can live out actually?
我们是不是想既要跟从这个世界的潮流，又要想要跟从神呢？
Isn't that we want to follow the trends of the world, and we also want to follow the Lord?
我们既想要享受这个世界的荣华，又要得享神儿女自由的荣耀呢？
We want to enjoy this wealth and fame in this world, and we also want to get the glory of freedom as children of God.
所以我们心里面常常有许多的纠结，就难怪我们主神的儿女，我们心里面软弱。
So we have all those struggles, and no wonder the children of God are so weak.
我们在仇敌的面前，我们站立不住。
We cannot stand still before the enemy.
所以我们需要从这个既要又要的这个光景的里面出来，我们要像西西家王一样，我们要立定心志跟从主。
So we need to get out of the condition of wanting everything, and just like King Hezekiah, to serve, to be determined to follow the Lord.
不肯侍奉亚述王。
Not willing or do not serve King Assyria.
神的儿女既然立定心志要侍奉神，就一定要面对仇敌的攻击。
So if children of God set our minds to follow, to serve the Lord, we were deemed to receive the attacks from the enemy.
你要么活在世界的里面，受世界的辖制。
Either you live in this world to be captured by this world.
你要么要起来跟从主，要面对仇敌的攻击。
Or you rise up and follow the Lord, but you have to face the attacks from the enemy.
所以我们选择跟从主，我们就要起来积极的预备属灵的征战。
So if you choose to follow the Lord, you will need to rise up and prepare for the battles.
那我们如何预备呢？
So how do we get prepared?
我们修筑高大的城墙呢？还是训练更多的精兵呢？
Do we build up all the tall walls, or we train more warriors?
这都是人所能够想到的方法。
That's all the approaches and ways that people, human being can think of.
但是我们属神的儿女，我们知道要如何的预备征战，我们首先要知道，要明白仇敌的诡计。
So for children of God, in order to know how to get prepared, we need to first know the enemy's scheme, the tricks.
只有知道仇敌的诡计，我们才能够知道怎么样来预备征战。
Only we know their scheme, their plans, we know how to get prepared for the battles.
仇敌来攻击神的百姓，目的是什么？
So what is the enemy's purpose for attacking his children?
难道只是为了夺取百姓的土地吗？
Is that just for their lands?
当亚述大军来围攻耶路撒冷的时候，亚述的元帅来向百姓们说诡诈的话。
So when the army of Assyria came to attack, invade God's people, the field commander said something to Israelites.
他的这些诡诈的话就说出了仇敌攻击以色列百姓、神的百姓的那个目的。
His words explained what is the purpose of them attacking God's people.
他对以色列人说，他要把以色列人带到一个新的地方。
So he said to the Israelites that he will lead them to lead them away to a land.
在那个地方是和以色列地是一样的。
A land like their own land.
在那个地方有新酒和五谷。
A land of grain and new wine.
在那个地方也有粮食和葡萄园啊。
A land of bread and vineyards.
弟兄姊妹们，你们有没有看见？
Brothers and sisters, have you seen?
这就是仇敌的诡计啊！
That is the trick of the enemy.
仇敌不仅要得着以色列人，就是神的百姓的人的地。
What the enemy wanted was not only the lands of Israelites.
他还要得着以色列人的心啊！
But also their hearts.
如果神的百姓软弱的话，他们看重那个丰收五谷，那个新酒五谷，过于神的心意的话。
If God's people are weak, they value the grain and new wine more than God's will.
他们如果看重粮食，看重葡萄园过于神家的见证的话，
If they value the vineyards and the bread more than the testimony of the house of God,
那他们就中了仇敌的诡计，就会被掳掠了。
Then they will fall into the enemy's tricks. They will be captured by the enemy.
今天这也是我们所面对的。
So this is exactly what we are going to face.
今天仇敌要来掳掠的是我们的心啊。
What the enemy is going to capture is our hearts.
仇敌要把我们的心掳去，要来敬拜他。
They are going to take our hearts captive to serve, to worship him.
他要让神的旨意在我们的身上不能够成就。
He doesn't want the God's will on us to be accomplished.
他要趁着我们软弱的时候，用世界的风潮。用各样的诱惑来掳掠神的儿女。
They will, the enemy will use the trends of the world to capture his children, while we are weak through our weakness.
所以要抵挡仇敌的攻击。西西家首先要把神的百姓从那个软弱的光景里面要解救出来。
So in order to face, to withstand, to confront the text, the first thing Hezekiah needs to do is to take his people out of this condition of weakness.
所以这是神放在西西家心里面的那个属灵的看见。
So this is the spiritual vision God put inside Hezekiah.
所以我相信当西西家还是在做王子的时候，当他看到他的父神是怎样的悖逆神。
So one, I believe when Hezekiah was still a prince, he saw how his father, King Ahaz, rebelled against God.
当他看到他的父亲去依靠亚述王亚兰人的时候，他非但没有得着帮助，反倒被外邦人凌辱欺负。
So what he saw when his father turned to King Assyria to turn to the Gentiles, but he did not receive any help. But instead, he was humiliated and bullied by them.
在列代志二十九章第六节，西西家说：“我们列祖犯了罪，凭耶和华我们神眼中看为恶的事，离弃他，转脸。”背向他的居所。
In Second Chronicles chapter 29 verse 6, Hezekiah said, "For our fathers have transgressed and done evil in the eyes of the Lord our God. They have forsaken Him, have turned their faces away from the dwelling place of the Lord, and turned their backs on Him."
然后第八节，因此耶和华的愤怒临到犹大和耶路撒冷，将其中的人抛来抛去。令人惊骇嗤笑，正如你们亲眼所见的。
And verse 8, therefore the wrath of the Lord fell upon Judah and Jerusalem, and he says he has given them up to trouble, to desolation, and to jeering, as you see with your eyes.
所以西西家清楚地知道神家软弱荒凉的那个光景的原因是什么。
So Hezekiah knew clearly what is the reason for the weakness of his the house of God, what the desolation of his people.
因为他们失去了神荣耀的同在，本来应该是见证神荣耀的以色列民，今天却成为那个被外邦人欺辱、掳掠的一个可怜的光景。
So they have lost the glorious presence of the Lord.The Israelites who were supposed to manifest God's glory in this world, but they now fallen in under the humiliation and the plunder of the enemy.
So, 西西家从登基的第一天起，他要立志，要来把百姓再带回到侍奉神、荣耀神的那个旨意的里面。
So, from day one, Hezekiah reigned. He was so determined to lead the Israelites back.To the condition of serving and worshiping God.
在历代志下二十九章和三十章这两章里面，记载了西西家至少在三个方面做征战的预备。
So in the Second Chronicle, chapter 29 and 30, it records two at least the three aspects of.Hezekiah got prepared.
首先是洁净圣殿。
Firstly, he needs to cleanse the temple.
在历代志下二十九章三到五节。
In the Second Chronicle chapter 29, verse 3-5.
元年正月，开了耶和华殿的门，重新修理。他召众祭司和利未人来，聚集在东边的宽阔处，对他们说：“利未人呐，当听我说。”现在你们要洁净自己，又洁净耶和华你们列祖神的殿，从圣所中除去污秽之物。
So, in the first year of his reign, in the first month, he opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired them. Then he brought in the priests and the Levites and gathered them in the east square and said to them, "Hear me, Levites! Now sanctify yourselves."Sanctify the house of the Lord God of your fathers, and carry out the rubbish from the holy place.
所以西西家一登基做的第一件事情就是开了耶和华殿的门，然后洁净圣殿。
So as soon as Hezekiah became the king, the first thing he did was opening the door of the house of God and cleanse it.
他让祭司和利未人来洁净神的殿，把里面的污秽偶像除去。
So he called all the priests and the Levites to cleanse the temple and get rid of all the idols in it.
因为以色列民国家衰弱，人民荒凉的原因，是因为失去了神的同在。
Yeah, the reason for the weakness of the kingdom, the whole kingdom, and the desolation of his people is that they have lost the presence of the God, the presence of the Lord.
因为圣殿里面真实的敬拜才能够带下神的同在。
So only the genuine worship to God in the temple of God can bring the presence of the Lord.
圣殿已经荒凉的太久了，里面充满了污秽，充满了偶像，神不能与他的百姓同在。
The temple of God has been desolate for too long time. It is full of idols, so God cannot be dwell among them.
所以西西家有非常清楚的看见。他第一件要做的事情就是洁净圣殿。
So Hezekiah had this clear vision that the first thing he had to do is to cleanse the temple of God.
这是一个25岁的年轻人，有这样清楚的属灵的看见。
It was a 25-year-old young man. He had such clear and spiritual vision in him.
所以我们中间的年轻人，不要小看自己的年轻。神怎样使用在那个时代的西西家，年轻的西西家王。今天他也要使用在我们中间的年轻人。
So the young people among us, do not look down upon your youth. How God used Hezekiah in that age, He could use you as the testimony of Him in this age.
在哥林多前书3:16-17那里说到。
So in Book of Corinthians, chapter 3:16-17。
岂不知你们是神的殿？神的灵住在你们里头吗？若有人毁坏神的殿，神必要毁坏那人，因为神的殿是圣的，这殿就是你们。
Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are.
所以我们就是神的殿，圣灵住在我们的里面。
We are the temple of God. The Holy Spirit dwells in us.
圣灵住在我们的里面，世界的污秽就不能在我们的里面。
If the Holy Spirit is in us, the uncleanness of the world cannot be in us.
如果那个世界的污秽在我们的里面，我们就是毁坏了神的殿。
If we have this uncleanness of the world in us, that is that's the destruction of the temple of God.
神的殿若毁坏了，我们如何能够持守神的同在呢？
If the temple of God has been destroyed, how can we hold fast to the presence of the Lord?
以色列人的历史一次一次地告诉我们，没有神的同在，神的儿女在仇敌面前是站立不住的。
The history of Israelites tells us again and again, if we have lost the presence of the Lord, how can the children of God stand still before the enemy?
同样的，今天我们要为神家的见证能够刚强站立。我们要洁净我们自己。
Likewise, if we want to stand up and have the strength for God's sake, we have to strengthen ourselves.
我们需要常常的警醒，让圣灵来提醒我们，我们里面这个殿是不是洁净的。
We have to stay alert and let the Holy Spirit to remind us constantly if the temple of God in us is clean.
仇敌常常借着世界的思潮来污秽我们。里面的心来掺杂我们的生活。
So the enemy always uses the trends of the world to contaminate us and mix up in our lives.
若是我们不警醒的话，我们被污秽了，有时候都不知道。
So if we don't stay alert, we won't even know when we have already been contaminated.
从前有一个弟兄，他在公司里面听到他的同事讨论一本历史书。
So there was a brother. He heard his colleagues talking about his history book in the company.
这本书是一个很有名的犹太历史学家写的一本历史书。
It was written by a very famous Jewish historian.
就是从他一个独到的一个角度来讨论人类历史的发展。
So he was talking about the history of human, the process of the human history in his very unique insight.
同事们都说那本书非常的精彩， 所以这个弟兄也有点好奇，就去借来看。
His colleagues are full of praise for this book, so out of curiosity, he went to the library and borrowed this book to take a look.
哦，那本书果然非常的精彩，他一口气读完了，有些章节他还多读两遍。
It was indeed a remarkable, a very wonderful book. But, and then he also, went back to reread some chapters carefully.
有很多读到的见解，就停留在他的头脑的里面。
There are many unique insights are lingering around in his mind.
可是很快他发现，当他在祷告的时候，这些思想就进到他的里面，让他的祷告没有力量。
So very quickly, he found that while he was praying, a lot of those ideas and opinions from that book are in his mind, and then became a hindrance of his prayer.
当他和弟兄姊妹们交通的时候，他自己说的话，他心里面也没有了把握。
So when he was having fellowships with brothers and sisters, he wasn't even sure about what he was talking about.
哦，所以他在神的面前祷告，圣灵就提醒他，让他去查一查这本书的背景。
So he was praying before the Lord. The Holy Spirit reminded him to check up the background of this book.
哦，他一查就恍然大悟。
So he just started to realize after checking up.
哦，这本书的作者是一个同性恋的历史学家，他是从人本主义的这个角度来探讨人类的社会的演化。
So when he found out the author of the book.Is actually a homosexual. He used this book to talk about the process, the human behavior in the social evolution through the humanistic angle.
他用社会演化的角度来合理化人的一些行为。
He wants to rationalize the human behavior from the angle of social evolution.
所以在不知不觉中，这弟兄的信心受到了亏损。
So he has suffered spiritual loss.
他中了魔鬼的撒旦的诡计。
He has fallen into the enemy's trick.
所以他赶紧回到神的面前，认罪悔改，求圣灵来洁净他的心思意念。
So immediately he went back to the Lord, pray and repent. Let the Lord to cleanse his mind.
圣灵开启他，让他看到这种世界的思潮的荒谬。
So the Holy Spirit has enlightened him to see that the absurdity and harm of the trends of the world.
他的心思意念被洁净，他的信心重新被建立起来。
So his mind was purified and his faith was restored.
当西西家王洁净圣殿以后，他马上就开始恢复圣殿里面的敬拜。
After King Hezekiah cleansed the temple of God, he restored the worship in it.
在历代志下29:20里面说到西西家恢复神殿里面的敬拜，圣殿里面的敬拜。
So in the Second Chronicles chapter 29, verse 20 to 21, talks about Hezekiah restored the worship in the temple of God.
然后在31:31讲到了西西家王让祭司献上赎罪祭和燔祭。
So in verse 24 and verse 31 talks about Hezekiah led the priests to bring sin offerings and burnt offerings.
献上赎罪祭，就是说到承认以色列全家在神面前都犯了罪。
So bringing the sin offerings represents that we admit the whole house of Israel has sinned against God.
求神纪念他所立的约，用祭牲的血来涂抹神的百姓。
May God remember the covenant He has made with His people, and then to cover His people using the blood of the sacrifices.
献燔祭乃是说到他们在神的面前重新表明他们奉献的心。
So bringing the burnt offerings represents he wants his people to depart from the idols.
他们在重新回到神的面前。
And completely return to God.
所以今天这也是我们所要面对的。
This is what we are going to face today.
当西西家王在那里献祭的时候， 是非常的不容易的。
It was very difficult for King Hezekiah to bring all the offerings.
当他把祭物献在祭坛上的时候，这是一个非常不容易的选择。
It is a difficult choice to make when he bring the offerings to the altar of God.
因为在他之前，他的父亲亚哈斯王是把那个亚述帝国亚述的偶像的祭坛放在那里的。
Because before him, his father, King Ahaz, brought all the altars of the Syrians and Assyrians.
当亚哈斯王看到亚述帝国强大的时候，他觉得像亚述的祭坛献祭更加管用。
When King Ahaz saw the kingdom of Assyria was so powerful, he thought because it will be more useful to worship the god of Assyria.
所以他把耶和华的祭坛挪开啊，把那个亚述的祭坛放在了耶和华的殿里面来敬拜。
So he removed the altar of God and put the altars of Assyria into his kingdom and worship.
但是西西家王他愿意为了神的旨意，他把这个亚述帝国的祭坛再挪开，他把神的祭坛再重新归回到本来应该有的位置。
So for God's will, Hezekiah is willing to pay the price, remove the altars of the Syria and put back the altar of our God.
你可以想见，那个亚述帝国的王听到这件事情，心里面是何等的愤怒。
And you can also imagine how Furious, King Syria will be when he heard this thing.
但是西西家王他愿意为此付上代价。
But King Hezekiah was willing to pay the price for it.
所以我们今天我们所面对的也是这样子的环境。
So what we are going to face today is also such circumstance.
你是敬拜耶和华的祭坛，还是敬拜亚述的祭坛？
Either you are going to worship the altar of the Lord, or you are going to worship the altar of Assyria.
我们需要在我们的生活里面，我们要小心啊。很多的时候，若是我们不警醒，我们有可能挪去耶和华的祭坛，去敬拜亚述的祭坛。
We have to be very careful in our lives. If you don't stay alert, sometimes you would remove the altar of God and then to worship the altar of Assyria.
有一个弟兄的女儿来问他，能不能用 GDP 做一个学校的一个项目的报告。
So there is a brother. His daughter came to ask him if she could use the ChatGPT to make a report for her homework.
因为他在十一年级，功课太忙了，那个项目他做不完了。
Yeah, because she was still in 11, she was in 11th grade, and then she was very busy with homework.
然后其他同学有人用 ChatGPT.
So some of her classmates used the ChatGPT.
所以这个弟兄心里面默默的祷告，然后他问他的女儿，觉得神会喜悦这件事情吗？
So this brother quietly prayed for this and asked his daughter, "Do you think our Lord will be pleased if you deal with your homework using this method?"
我们学习是学到知识，还是为了应付老师的功课
？So why we are studying is this for to gain more knowledge or to deal with the homeworks?
若是我们尽了力，我们不用 ChatGPT， 我们这门功课拿个 B， 我们心里面是不是能有平安
？If we have tried our best, we don't use the ChatGPT, but we only got B. Do you have the peace in mind?
所以，那个弟兄的女儿，她其实心里面也很清楚，神不喜悦这件事情。
This brother's daughter was very clear that God will not be pleased by this.
所以感谢主，她顺服了。
So thank the Lord, he obeyed.
这个世界就是要把人往那个无知、虚妄、往那个妄自尊大、爱慕虚荣里面去推。
This world is trying to push people into vanity, ignorance, and self-righteousness.
这个无知、爱慕虚荣，这个是亚述祭坛上所要的祭物啊。
The vanity, the ignorance, is the sacrifices they need in the altar of Assyria.
求神怜悯我们。赐给我们力量， 让我们能够为主刚强站立。
May God have mercy on us, give us strength so that we can stand up for Him.
神的工作，神借着西家的恢复的工作，没有停留在这里。
So God's work through Hezekiah to restore didn't stop there.
还有第三个一个非常重要的事情，神要借着西西家王去完成。
There's a third thing, very important thing that God needs to accomplish through Hezekiah.
所以西西家王就呼召全体的以色列人，包括北国的以色列人和南国的犹大人，一起到耶路撒冷来过逾越节。
King Hezekiah called all the people of Israel, including the south, northern kingdom and the southern kingdom, to go to Jerusalem to keep the Passover.
这是记载在列代志下三十章第一节到第五节的。
It was recorded in the Second Chronicles, chapter 30, verse 1 and verse 5.
在第五节这里说到，于是定了命令，传遍以色列。从别斯巴直到但，使他们都来，在耶路撒冷向耶和华以色列的神守逾越节，因为照所写的例，守这节的不多了。
So they resolved to make a proclamation throughout all Israel, from Beersheba to Dan, that they should come to keep the Passover to the Lord God of Israel at Jerusalem, since they had not done it for a long time in the prescribed manner.
对，英文翻译的很好，这翻译应该更准确的是，民已经许久没有守这一节了。
So the English translation is more accurate, because they had not done it for a long time.
就我们来仔细的思想这件事情，西西家呼召南国的百姓来守逾越节，这是当然的。
We think more carefully about this. It is natural for Hezekiah to call the southern kingdom people.
可是大家有没有想一想，为什么西西家要呼召北国的以色列人也来守逾越节？
Have you thought about it? Why did he also call the northern kingdom's people to keep the Passover?
不要忘记了，在这件在西西家登基以前，没有多远的事情，北国曾经入侵了南国。
Do not forget.Not long before Hezekiah started to reign, the northern kingdom invaded the southern kingdom.
至少有十多万的南国的百姓被杀。
At least more than 100,000 people in the southern kingdom was killed.
这其中包括西西家的兄弟。
Including Hezekiah's brother.
如果这样子的家国家恨国仇发生在我们的身上，我们能够接受曾经加害我们的弟兄吗？
So if such historical struggles, scars and pains of a country and a family fall onto us, can you accept the brothers whom once harmed us?
我想人天然人的情感是没有办法接受的。
So according to our natural feeling, emotion, we cannot accept it.
但是西西家有不一样的看见。
But Hezekiah had this different vision.
因为他看到当神家分裂失去了合一的见证的时候，神家在仇敌面前是软弱的，是站立不住的。
So when he saw the house of God has been divided, and then the testimony of the unity has been lost, people of God's people cannot stand still before the enemy.
所以神的百姓、神的儿女要脱离那个软弱的、荒凉的光景，必须要恢复神家合一的见证。
God's people needs to get rid of this weakness situation. They have to restore this testimony of unity of the house of God.
他愿意为此放下自己的情感，他要呼召北国的百姓以色列人一同来进入神家合一的见证。
He was willing to put down his personal emotions to call the northern kingdom's people come to restore this testimony.
而且不仅仅是西西家和南国的百姓要来学习放下自己。
Not only Hezekiah and the people of the southern kingdom need to learn how to put themselves down.
在历代志下三十章十到十一节，这里当西西家的那个异族到北国以色列去呼召北国的百姓来耶路撒冷过逾越节的时候。
So in 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 10 to 11, when the runners of King Hezekiah went to call the people of the northern kingdom to Jerusalem to keep the Passover.
当异族呼召百姓的时候，所有的百姓都欢欣鼓舞，响应呼召到耶路撒冷去吗？
When the runners are calling them, do you think all of them are so joyful and so excited to respond to the calling?
不是的。
No, it wasn't like that.
有许多的百姓，他们的态度竟然是讥诮、嘲笑这些异族。
Their responses of some people are mocking and disguising them.
因为在那一个特别的逾越节，因着祭司和百姓还没有预备好，所以没有把逾越节放在正月，而是放在了二月。
That was a very special Passover because both neither the priests and the people were prepared, so they set on this Passover on the second month instead of the regular time.
二月正是以色列地那个初雨，开始下雨的时候。
The second month was the beginning of the raining season in Israel.
雨季开始的时候。
That's the beginning of the raining season.
那个正是最繁忙、最重要的种大麦的时候。
That was the most important and the busiest time for plowing fields and planting barley.
你可以说一年里面大部分的口粮就是在于这个二月的这个春雨开耕的季节。
So all the food and the bread they needed for the whole year all depends on this plowing and planting in the second month.
所以难怪有这么多的北国的百姓，他们嘲笑这些异族，他们嘲笑这个不合时宜的呼召。
Yeah, no wonder some of the northern kingdom's people laughed and mocked the runners about this. Seems like an inappropriate calling.
因为在他们的心中，那个大麦远远的超过了那个遥远的逾越节。
Because in their hearts, the barley is so much more important than keeping the Passover.
民已经很久没有过逾越节了。逾越节对他们来说是一个遥远的记忆。
They had not done it for a long time. This is a long history for them, long ago memory for them.
这个大麦是实实在在的，是他们所能够依靠的。
The barley is so real, so practical for them, something that they can truly rely on.
但是感谢神。
And we thank the Lord.
有一般北国的百姓，他们自己谦卑，他们有这个看见，他们来到耶路撒冷。
There was a group of people, they humbled themselves, they saw the vision, and then they are willing to come to Jerusalem.
他们愿意付上代价，他们和南国的百姓一同的来过逾越节。
They're willing to pay the price and came to Jerusalem to keep the Passover with the people from the southern kingdom.
他们一同的恢复神家合一的见证。
They want to restore this testimony of unity of the house of God.
我想今天我们教会属灵的光景荒凉，神的儿女软弱，在仇敌面前站立不住，有一个非常重要的原因，就是合一的见证失去了。
Yeah, I think this is a very important reason for our weakness in the house of God, the desolation of people of God, is because we have lost this testimony of unity.
我们在我们的侍奉中，我们看重我们的得者，看重我们的领受，远远过于看重教会的合一。
In our services, we value our gains, our own things more than the unity of the house of God.
我们怎么知道我们看重自己的得者远远过于教会的合一呢？
How do we know that we value our own things and gains more than the unity of the house of God?
我们把我们自己心中的得者，我们带到祷告聚会中来，我们同心合意的祷告。
So bring your own things into the prayer meeting, then we can pray all together in one accord.
我们求圣灵显明在我们的心中。
May the Holy Spirit reveal to our hearts.
把神的旨意显明在我们的心中。
Reveal His will to us.
当圣灵就好像 那个西西家的异族到我们的心中来呼召我们的时候
When the Holy Spirit came like the runners of Hezekiah to call us
我们的心的回应是什么呢
What is your response to this calling?
我们是像那些看重大麦远过于神家的合一见证的那些以色列的百姓吗
Will you be like the people who value the barley more than the unity of the house of God?
还是我们像那些谦卑自己，因着看见来到耶路撒冷过逾越节的百姓呢
Or like those people who are willing to humble themselves and come to Jerusalem to keep the Passover?
哦，多少的时候，我们宝贵我们自己里面的那个得着，我们宝贵我们自己的看见。
So oftentimes we treasure our own gains, our own sins.
哦，我们觉得这是从神来的领受，是从神来的恩典。
We thought that we received them all from God, and that was the grace from God.
哦，我们宝贵这些看见，我们不知道这些宝贵，我们所宝贵的，在我们的心中已经成了那些以色列人心中的大麦。
We don't know that what we have treasured has become the barley of the people of Israel.
其实我们所宝贵的，拦阻我们来到神的面前，拦阻我们进入基督身体合一的见证。
What we have treasured has become the hindrance to us to come to the house of God to make the testimony for His unity.
哦，求神怜悯我们。叫我们看重神家合一的见证。
So may God have mercy on us. Let us to see how precious this unity of the house of God.
当我们看见西西家的预备征战的工作完成的时候，圣殿里面充满了喜乐。
So when we see that when Hezekiah has completed this restoration of God's the preparation work.
神的百姓同心合一的祷告。从耶和华而来的喜乐就充满他们，成为他们心中的力量。
There was so much joy in the temple of God. People were praying and worshiping God. They were full of strength from Lord.
他们就成为了一般能够起来为神的见证征战的百姓。
They have become a group of people who are able to stand up and fight the battles for Him.
在彼得前书五章十节。彼得前书五章十节
In the First Peter chapter 5 verse 10
那赐诸般恩典的神曾在基督里召你们得享他永远的荣耀等你们战受苦难之后必要亲自成全你们坚固你们赐力量给你们
And the God of all grace who called you to his eternal glory in Christ after you have suffered a little while will himself restore you and make you strong firm and steadfast
我们今天这些属神的儿女，我们今天还存留在地上的日子。
We are the children of God when we are still remaining in this world.
我们要珍惜神给我们的时日，让我们还可以为神的家来征战，为神的见证来征战。
We need to treasure all the days that God still left for us, so that we can still fight the battles for His testimony and for His unity.
这个征战常常是我们里面的。
These battles are often in us.
我们需要警醒祷告，我们需要洁净我们自己。
We need to stay alert and pray for it. We need to cleanse ourselves.
我们要回应圣灵的呼召。
We need to respond to the calling of the Holy Spirit.
专心仰赖神，依靠神，跟从主。
And trusting Him only, and then rely on Him.
竭力保守圣灵所赐合二为一的心。
Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit.
神应许我们说，他必要亲自的成全我们，坚固我们，赐力量给我们。愿全能荣耀归给我们的神，直到永远远远。阿门。
He promised that He will Himself restore us and make us strong, firm, and steadfast. To Him be honor and might forever and ever. Amen. Let's bow our head and pray.
主，在这个末后的时代，我们能够在你的面前被你所拣选，能够为你来刚强站立， 是何等大的恩典。
Oh Lord, in this end age, we are able to be chosen by you and then be able to stand up for you in this world is such a grace it is.
仇敌的诡计要把我们掳去来敬拜他，让你的旨意在我们的身上不能够成就。
So enemy's trick was to capture us and take us captive to serve him, to worship him, and then your work, your will cannot be accomplished among us.
但是主，我们感谢你，圣灵在我们的里面，不断的来催促我们，不断的来提醒我们，叫我们能够自洁，能够活在你的面前。
Thank the Lord, the Holy Spirit in us has been reminding us and to pushing us to cleanse ourselves so that we can stand still before you.
圣灵的光带领我们，照明我们前面的路，叫我们跟从主。
The light of the Holy Spirit is guiding us and has shined light on the road ahead of us so that we can follow the Lord.
并且更加宝贵的是，你把我们进入一个身体的里面。叫我们进入基督身体合一的见证。
So what is more precious that you have led us to be in one body, so that we can make this testimony for the body of Christ?
同盟天恩的圣洁弟兄，我们一同的来走这条属天的道路。
All the brethren receive the grace from God, we can walk on this heavenly road all together.
主，我们感谢你，愿你得着你当得的荣耀。
Lord, we thank you. May you gain all this glories and then.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.